John, the new season up and running, and I know it's very early, but to Tyrone have three games played, probably four if you count the OFE Cup final, and I suppose it's hard to judge given some of the opposition they had in recent weeks, but what do you make of them so far?
I suppose if you judge them on last year, Tom, they came through and they won the OFE Cup last year and went on to win the McKenna Cup as well. At this stage, Tom, they got beat against Armagh in the FA Cup, and they've lost to Cavan in the McKenna Cup. And then, suppose the way things now have turned around, they end up leading their section here in the McKenna Cup. But I don't think their start, Tom, the start of the season this year has been as good as Mickey would have maybe hoped for. But they're still where he wants them to be. They're sitting now in the McKenna Cup semi-final, where he wants them to be. Whether or not it's a big opposition, Mickey doesn't seem to ever worry about that. As long as he's in them positions, he's never made a secret of the fact that he wants to be in the McKenna Cup to the end, which means that he can play competitive football right up until the league. So, as far as that goes, I'm sure Mickey's happy enough. But I'm sure he has reservations about how the team has been performing, Tom, in fairness.
Yeah.
And your point about the opposition. Like against Jordanstown, it was mediocre enough, I believe. It was not the match, but I believe they were just mediocre enough. Against Cavan, they were very, very subdued in themselves. They didn't really come out and all guns blazing. They were caught a wee bit of it. But I suppose the fact that Matty McLennan, being a throw man, and he probably would have got Cavan up for the match, and they were gunning for that. So like it would have been a situation where Mickey might not have been found himself in and ended up getting caught. But the last match against Donegal, Mickey obviously put on a fairly strong team there, and they performed well against Donegal. But again, he can't judge that, because like we can't tell how good the only one team were. Like in fairness, they weren't at full strength either. And Tom, they're not a senior team, so you know he can't look at that and say, "Rick, this is a good performance." In fairness, they got a good score up 223, whatever it was, but. You know, as you say, how good were the opposition at the end of the day?
Yeah, they're preparing, I suppose, as well for Division One this year. Would the approach have changed, maybe, or in the preparations?
Well, I know. Again, I just know that they're doing a fair bit of heavy training, but I would never put that down as an excuse, because at the end of the day, they don't train the day before their matches. They're fairly fresh when it comes into it, so like the freshness is there from the play, but. I know that Mickey would be very adamant that they stay in Division One, Tom, and he'll be pulling everything out to do that. That's their goal this year. Their goal would be to stay in Division One. I'm not sure if he's looking. I'm sure Mickey takes everything with two hands if he can get it. But you know, for us to go on maybe and be in a final, there's no semi-finals here, so to be in a final of Division One. National League would be great for him, but I would say he's looking to stay up, Tom, to be fair. Like we've got a Roscommon first match and then Dublin the second match, so you know, them's not easy starts either. For us, so he's looking to stay up.
And just back to the McKenna Cup, I suppose, as always, he's given a couple of new players a chance.
Yeah. Well, he's pulled on a three or four lads. Again, I've only seen two of the matches. Young boy Cahir McCullough from Greencastle performed well in full forward line, Tom. There's a wee boy Ronan McHugh from Ahearn. He played well. He got a goal against Donegal there. Them players are all coming in. They're doing okay. There's obviously a question mark about opposition and where teams are at this stage. Mickey probably can judge that, but you know there's still a fair bit of experience in the Tyrone team. They're still playing like McCurry, Ronan O'Neill, Peter Hart, Justin McMahon. Them boys are all still playing with us at the minute, so the experience is still there, Tom. My judgment on them on Wednesday night, they looked a wee bit sort of off the ball, a wee bit. They seemed to be their ball handling was poor, their passing was poor. That looked a wee bit off for me. So maybe it's just match practice with them. I don't know. I'm not with them, so I don't know what's going on. But yeah. The experienced players are there, so I would have expected more from them, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Having said that, I suppose, given the opposition, it was quite difficult to motivate themselves. But really what you're saying is they really could do with the extra game they're getting against Fermanagh tomorrow.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Tom. They definitely need that game and maybe another one if they can get it, to get themselves right. Because, as I say, they're going to be playing Roscommon in this first match in the league. But I think that's at home right now. But, you know, Roscommon, Tom, are going to be a tough assignment for them. And then, as I say, Dublin, then in Croke Park, the second match. So, Mickey needs to get things... We need to get things right. You know, definitely it would be a crime for us to be relegated again. So, he needs to get things right. And that extra game that we have now this Sunday, for instance, is perfect for him. And as I was just reading a piece in the paper about Mickey, he's looking players to step up to the mark and be and grab a shirt, basically.
Yeah,
he tried different players on the weekend or on Wednesday night, for instance, experienced players plus new players, and then the likes of maybe Niall McKenna, for instance, was back in there. Niall had a torrid time with injuries back in. He showed up okay. Unfortunately, we've lost, you know, Michaeliski to an injury. Unfortunately, hopefully he'll recover soon, but he'll not be playing football this year. So there's all them wee things going on with us. Matty Donnelly played; he didn't seem up to the match either. Like, I'm sure Mickey's just not. I'm sure he's not happy with what he sees at the minute. To be fair, Tom.
Mm-hmm. And Fermanagh, it'll be no pushover.
No, they give Anthem an awful trouncing at the week on Wednesday night. So yeah, and you know, again, all due credit to Pete McGrath, the way he's got Fermanagh going. They're a good, honest team, Tom. They have good players. So this will not be an easy match for Tyrone. They're going up to Clonus, and it's not going to be an easy game. So I would expect Mickey to put out a fairly strong team. He's got all these players back from college and stuff, but I would imagine now, you know, there's a team there that you can guarantee the team will be out on Sunday will be a strong team, maybe looking to beat Fermanagh. Mickey always loves to get in. He does respect the McKenna Cup, but he's in the back of it all, Tom. He uses that McKenna Cup for a good competitive game, and he can see what players are about. And you know, when he's using them games for younger players, newer players, you see more from them. Like, you know, and like, no disrespect to, for instance, the match on Wednesday night, Donegal had an 1-1 team. I don't think Mickey would have learned a lot from that, to be fair. Like, so he needs he needs a game like Fermanagh. On Sunday, and like he'll use some of them lads to see if they're up for it, you know, for the future.
And finally, before we let you go, we've seen Donegal fielding an under-21 team this year. We know Mickey Hart was critical of UUJ Jordanstown for fielding a weakened team against them the previous week or on Sunday, in actual fact. Is the McKenna Cup as we know it on its last legs?
I wouldn't think it was on its last legs, but I think people need to get their act together, Tom, to be honest with you. Like, the colleges were let into this competition to sort of boost it a bit and to give it more, you know, an excitement. But if these college teams are going to just show disrespect to it and just play weaker teams, well, Tom, I don't think they're far better than going back to the old format and just play it in county teams, you know. And the college teams need to be told, if you're going to play in this competition, you play it with respect, show a bit of respect toward. As for Donegal, putting an under-21 team in it, you know, that's Donegal need to answer that question themselves. But personally, Tom, for me, now, and this is just a personal opinion, I think every competition in the calendar of the GAA should be respected, whether it's a McKenna Cup, a Fee Cup, or whatever. And I think every team should respect that. And you can see the way Mickey Hart, for instance, would respect that. I think the teams, the strongest teams should be out there. Players and managers should use it and respect competition.